Let's talk to the Minchas Chinuch. Ayein hadinim chulim perek kol abasar. Rambam perek tesmi ma'achalas asuras. In the Minchas Chinuch. Let's talk to Minchas Chinuch. We went through the whole inyan of the Chinuch versus the Rambam, different Lashonos, whether it's the Bishul, Achila, etc. Shalom Navashal, Ayin Adinim Chulin, Perakolabas of Ram Perakas Machalas of Source, Batur Vashukanarch, Adair Sim Pei Zain, Mavur Vashukanarch, Ain Darchilaharech. So if all the halachs in the Shukanarch, you know, there's a lot in Simon Pei Zain, Hechas, etc., all the Dine Basar Bacholov. Ach, a Oirer Ktas. Okay, I will make some ha'aris here. What?
It's a brief comment.
Right. Actually, this mitzvah is pretty brief. Okay, Hamavashal Basar Tahira, Becholov Tahira Mishnehem Kizayis, Iver Belav the Losev Ashel Velokem. Okay, so we mentioned there's a machlokes, interesting machlokes, between Rav and Levi. I want you guys to look at him as Mamrim. Do me one more favor. Sorry, I should have done it. You have some shoftims, as many shoftims you can grab, okay? We mentioned there's a machlokes between Rav and Levi. Be over the Isser Basar B'Cholov, do you have to have a Kazayas of Basar with a Kazayas of Cholov? Or does it have to be that between the combination of Basar and Cholov, that there's a total of a Kazayas? So we paskin that between the combination of both, there has to be a Kazayas. The Minchas Chinuch will comment on this and bring this up a little later.
Is there a concept of a Kazayas by Mashke? By... So your drink is always well, a ligma or whatever. We're going to say kazayas by a liquid.
You might say kazayas by a liquid. There's an interesting question.
When it thickens up. When it thickens
up. Right. For instance, right. What's the sheet by dam?
Yeah.
So the sheet by dam is kazayas. But there, it's a little misleading because there, Tosis points out that by blood, it so happens to be that when a revius coagulates, it happens to equal a kazayas. As opposed to other liquids, that if when it coagulates, it doesn't necessarily equal the kazayas. So that's a little misleading. What the shear of shtiyah b'chol ha'tara kula is normally revius. So for instance, in order, it says, there's a machlaikis, but we paskin a revius yayin is what a nazir is over. The nazir drinks revius yayin. A kayin goes ahead and drinks a yayin. The halacha is the amount of yayin he has to drink to be over the Isser of Shesu Yayin is Revius. Oh, that's interesting. That may not be a halacha in drinking, maybe a halacha just in getting drunk. So therefore you have a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says even if you eat dvash ki'ilos, even if you eat figs that are very, that are fermented, they can intoxicate you. You need another? Okay. So here are the Shiras Kazayas. For Bishol, it's Zichar Kazayas. For Achila, it's Zichar Kazayas. And for Hana, we mentioned a very interesting question. What is the Shir for Hana? We mentioned it's a Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger that has a suffix. What the Shir for Hana is for Basar B'Cholov. So for instance, is a Kazayas. So for instance, Basar B'Cholov, we know there's an Isser Hana. So if someone goes ahead and cooks a Basar Tahira with Cholov Tahira, he cooks a kosher cheeseburger, so to speak, kosher meat and Cholov Yisrael cheese. He's got his cheeseburger. He was over the Isser Bishul. Now that he's over the Isser Bishul, the question is, he can't eat it. He's over an Isser Achila. Now the next question is, there's also an Isser Hano. So the Shulchan Aruch and Pei Zayin brings that. How do we know there's a Echad Isser Bishul, Echad Isser Hano, Isser Achila, Isser Hano? Because it's Lo Sev Hashel Gedi B'Chalev Yimo. Three times. The question is, what's the nation Isser Hana? The Rambam we read last time in the Kud Nifla, we read it last time. The Rambam feels that the Isser Hana is just an extension of the Isser Achila. Pashup Shah in the Rambam is that when the Torah says Achila, it is Achila is just a heightened form of Hana, but Hana is an extension of Achila or an expression of Achila. So therefore, the Shir would be Kazayas. We mentioned there's a Chuvus Rabbi Kiva Eger that says it may be that the shear to be over the Isser Hana is Shava Pruta. Big enough Gemina. Let's say I have a hamburger that's less than a Kazayas. So Lach is if I eat the hamburger that's less than a Kazayas, Masa B'Chav less than a Kazayas, I'm not like it. What happens if I'm able to sell that half a hamburger to somebody? That's basa b'chala for shava pruta. Could be, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you go over the Isra Hana. The big machlok is Rishonim. Do you get Malkus on the Isra Hana? According to the Rambam, you don't get Malkus on Isra Hana. According to other Rishonim, you do get Malkus on Isra Hana. You could have an interesting scenario by which that basa b'chala v'asa b'hana, and you can be chayev Malkus. It would be a fascinating thing. On the Achila, I wouldn't be Chayev Malkus. I wouldn't be Chayev at all because the Achila needs Kezayis. But on the Hanah, if I could sell this cheeseburger that's a Chatzizayis for Shavuot Pruta, I might be over the Issa Hanah. Rabbi Akiva Eger has that suffix.
Is it called less of a Cholov and less of a Kezayis though?
For instance, if you hold Chatzishir Asim in a Torah, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, then, you know, you'd have the Chatzishir by Basim Cholov too.
Put Rabbi Akiva Eger. If I take basa b'chala and I give it to my dog, right? So I'm chayav malkus, but the dog takes the first bite.
If it's shava pruta, yeah.
It's strange.
No, but everyone says the first thing. Everyone says that if I take a kazayas of basa b'chala and I give it to my dog, I'm over the isra hana.
No, I understand, but as far as malkus is saying.
Right. The Rambam says no malkus hana. Other Rishonim disagree. But if you mitzaref those two sheets, which you could. Is Malkus on Hanoah?
I don't understand what you're saying. So, let's say it's worth a shavuot pruta, right? And I eat it, but it's not a kazayis. So I had an offer, so I should be chayiv.
So you'd be over the Isra Hanoah, but yeah. You wouldn't be over the Isra Achila. So according to the Rambam, in such a case, you wouldn't get Malkus. So you don't get Malkus on Hanoah.
Why is it wrong? Even
point
those
seats to say
you
do have
Malkus, why is it
not
giving it to him? I put it down
in front of
him. That's not awesome.
You don't think it's a lie? That's an interesting question.
Strange result. According to the other people, you would get Malkus. So.
No, so it could be like this. If it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, meaning that I left my bus b'chalav around, I wasn't careful enough, and a dog ate it.
That's, I put it in front of him. But that's
you don't think that's a lav she'ein bo maisa?
That's not the
Israel. Let's say
he doesn't eat it. I'm not
hiding it. The dog's my sir. You discharge your obligation to get the dog by just giving it to him. He might not eat it. That's Rav Safek, maybe.
Why does the Rambam hold
this
no
Malkus by Hanoah? So the Rambam learns, this is a Shittas Rambam. The Rambam has a big problem. The Rambam says if something's not Mefurish
B'Torah,
okay, you wouldn't get
Hanoah. Besides Basra Cholim and the Fire Karim, are there any other Surah
Hanoah
that I'm not to ride because
they are Surah
Achila,
or
they're all.
Yeah, that's the machlokes. Pasuk Chizki Rabbi Avo, right?
Pasuk Chizki Rabbi Avo. There are other Surah Hanoah.
What?
There are other Surah Hanoah that not like
Orla.
Avodah Zarah
is lo yidbak yibayat chamuuma, especially Surah Hanoah. But there's no Isra Achila. That's an interesting question. There, I think I don't know. I have to look.
That's the point. Is the Rambam saying generally there's no Malkus Isra Hanoah because it's only derived from the Isra Achila? But
yes.
Okay, so over here, maybe the Rambam would admit that there is Malkus of Basra Chol. But it's a separate passage. So how do you know the Rambam doesn't hold his Malkus over here?
Because the Rambam never learns, he says Beferish, the Isra Hanoah here, that was Nekud Niflah. The whole Isra Hanoah by Basra Bacholov is learned out from Achila. Therefore, that's the Shittas Rambam we learned last time. Right. I have to look at that. What the Rambam holds by Isra Hanoah, that have special Dine Isra Hanoah, like you're saying, Avodah Zarah, etc., where do you get Malkus? Okay, that's an interesting question. Kilei Akerim. See, the Rambam, I think the Rambam passes by Kilei Akerim, which is interesting. Kilei Akerim, the Isra Hanoah is not learned from Achila. Learned from Pen Tikta Shamalea. The question would be, would you get Malkus on that? I think the Rambam says not. I have to look that up. I'll look that up. Aval Basar Behema Temeya. However, you should know Basar Behema Temeya, Becholof Tahira, O Basar Tahira, Becholof Temeya, O Basar Chaya V'Oth, Becholof, O Basar Behema, Becholof Chaya. Va'afal pisha ein din zeh becholav chaya mefurish berambam mikol makom betchilas haperek b'halacha gimel mevur bedvarav de'ein iser ela baser behema tahara becholav behema tahara imkain becholav chaya ein iser. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the only Isser Doraisa, the Shulchan Aruch Hasidim Pei Zayin paskins, the only Isser Doraisa of Basar B'cholov is Basar Behema Tahira, B'cholov Behema Tahira. So therefore, if I have a Chaya, a person could in theory go ahead and eat deer, cook deer with milk, and eat deer with milk on a Doraisa level. Midarabonin, that's Asr. We know that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili in his town would cook Basar Oif, Basar Oif, Becholov. That was Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, because he wasn't Makabel the Gzeira on Basar Oif. There were two Mi'utim for Basar Oif and Basar Chaya. One Limud is the Rabbi Akiva, Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalevimo three times. One is Prat Le Behema Tamea, Prat Le Chaya, Prat Le Oif. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili doesn't learn Prat Le Chaya. He rather learns from Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalevimo, Kol She Yesh Bo Cholav, Yotza Oif She Ein Bo Cholav Imo. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it appears that there's no miut for Basar Chaya, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So it's machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili whether Basar Chaya is also on a Doraisa level. You have that pasuk Lo Sevashel Gidi Bechalevi Mo. We'll see the Rambam in a minute in Hilchos Mamrim. So the way the Rambam seems to paskin, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins is, you need both Behema Tahira and Cholav Tahira in order to be over Basar B'cholav. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Midrabana and they're all Asr. Midrabana, we know Basar Oif, we know Midrabana Basar Chaya. The question is if whether Cholav Chaya is Asr on a Rabbanan level. It's Machlaikis Pischei Tshuva.
The Behema could be an Avela or a Kreifa.
Right, that's correct. Correct. So now, let's continue. Im kein b'cholav chaya ein iser. B'cheinu b'chulim perek basuk kufid gimel omer alef. Kufid gimel omer alef is that discussion. Basuk chaya ein is the iser d'raisa. Okay. Ein o'iver b'lav v'mutr b'bishol. V'basur mesa hainu nevela b'cholav. This is your case. Lo ke mishum bishol. V'chein chelev b'cholav. This is... We mentioned in the Gemara, there's a whole discussion about this. Chelev b'cholav loka al habishol le'inyan achila. That's the whole question. Do I say iser chal iser by the iser achila because I'm adding by basar b'cholav the iser hanah on top of the iser achila because by chelev there is no iser hanah. That was the Rambam sheet that we learned the last time. The Gevaldige Nekuda Nifla, that the, even though the Rambam says we see that Isser Hanah is an Isser Maisif. For instance, Chelev HaMukdashim, you bring two Karbonos. One because of the Isser Achila Chelev, the second is because the Isser Hanah of Me'ila. But he says that's only if the Isser Hanah that's added on is an Isser Hanah that is not derived from the Isser Achila. The Isser Hanah B'Me'ila is not an extension of the Isser Achila. It is the Isser Hanah Be'etzem. That's when I would say that Isser Chal Isser. However, the Rambam would say when it comes to Basar B'cholav, since the Isser Hanah is an extension of the Isser Achila, which is Madna according to Rambam, never says Achila by, right? Never says Achila by Basar B'cholav B'ferish, but that's the Rambam we learned again. And Machalos Asuras Tes Gimel. I was speaking to my friend Chaim Ilson, who did a work, who's working on the Sefer Shoresh, the Sharoshim for Sefer HaMitzvahs. I asked him, said, why does the Rambam go ahead and grab this limud in Macholos Asuras Tes Gimel? When the Rambam says, just like Basbito is written in the Torah, and once it's written in the Torah, ain't tzorech. There's no tzorech to write bitoy. So too, the Torah writes Bishul, there's no tzorech to write Achila. So he says the reason the Rambam needs that is because the Rambam Shita and Shoresh and Sefer HaMitzvahs are mitzvahs can only be counted if they're Mefurish B'kra. That's the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam has to search for how can I count? the Isser Achila, and he does in Sefer HaMitzvahs, as one of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, if it's not Mefurish Bakra. The Rambam says that whenever you learn anything out from a drasha, the Rambam Sharasha, he says anything that's learned from a drasha cannot be included in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Therefore, the Rambam says, Lo siv ashel gedi b'chaleivimu, three times. That's to be Dairish. Some are Dairish in Echad le'isra achila, Echad le'isra hano, Echad le'isra achila, Isra bishul. Some are Dairish in prat le'chaya, prat le'beim, atayra. He's saying that's a drasha. However, the Rambam says, if it's a drasha, and you see this big machloikis in between drashas, right? How you Dairish it. He says, that's not something I can include in Shorshei HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam, in order to include Achila in the Sharashim, has to find a source as if the Torah explicitly wrote Achila. So he says, Bito, he includes in the Mani HaMitzvahs. Because it's, when the Torah says Bas Bito, it's as if the Torah is telling you, I'm going to write Bas Bito, and within writing that, it's as if I wrote Bito. Therefore, the Rambam must come on to that drasha. That's why he picks the Vayikra Rabbah, to say that I write Bishul, Shosak HaKosov Me Achila, because when I write Bishul, it's as if the Torah is telling you Achila. Now, it's interesting. Now you understand the whole Rambam versus the Maharal and the Chinuch. That's a very interesting point. According to the Rambam, the only way I can write Achila in the Shorshei HaMitzvahs is to say that Achila is like almost like Shosak HaKosov, as if the Torah wrote it when it wrote Bishul. So therefore the Rambam has to say the primary Isser is Achila, derived from the fact that the Torah almost explicitly says it by saying Bishul. So that's the Rambam Shita, that Achila is the Iker. If the Achila is the Iker according to Rambam, the Rambam therefore does not include Hana in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because Hana is just an expression of Achila. It's not like a Kal V'Chomer or Shosak HaKosov. It's not like Bito and Bas Bito. It is, Hana is, Nekudah Flah is an extension of that. Therefore, according to the Rambam, it's as if Achila is written by Basar B'Chalav. If Achila is written by Basar B'Chalav, then it's not an Isser Maisif. As opposed to when Hana is learned that as an Isser, that's not Mishorish Achila. According to Rambam, like Hektish. What?
It's hard to understand it.
The Rambam doesn't learn that drasha. Now that's the whole point. The Rambam does not learn that drasha. That's the whole point. The Rambam. Oh, so he says Shosak HaKosov. Very fascinating. By the very fact that the Torah writes Bishul, it's implied Achila. Shosak HaKosov. And he compares it to, he compares it to Bito and Bas Bito. It's a Medrash he quotes. And in his Surah B, holds the same thing. His Surah B says, Shasa got cost of me Bito, and it writes Bas Bito.
And he holds Bito, Bas Bito.
I have to look that up.
He should. Now we got a problem.
We have a problem, right? He should. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you definitively yes, because I didn't look it up, but I think he does. I think he lists Bito and Bas Bito as two mitzvahs.
It's two mitzvahs.
I think so. I'd have to look. I have to look at the Keteris. What?
And how does the Rambam know Hanoz of the Keteris? Oh. He learns the other set of three drashas.
How does he know Hana?
Yeah.
Because it's Rabbi Avol. Kol makom shenemar b'tori isra achila, echad isra achila, esri manav mash. Right, because it's as if the Torah is telling you, that's his whole point in the Rambam.
Is that exclusively?
What?
The Rambam says that exclusively.
By Basar B'Chalav?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Says, Kamo shamarnu, like I said before, the Rambam. It's a fascinating idea. The Rambam has to learn, it's like Mefurish B'Kro. Okay. Ain't a iver belav hazeh mutar b'bishul. Av a baser mesa haynu nevela b'cholav lo kamishum bishul v'chein chelav b'cholav lo kal bishul. Then you have the whole Rambam of cholav b'chelav. Do you have an iser meisif? He holds not. Hamavasher shalil certain parts of the inner animal b'cholav loika al bishul av al shalya v'atzomais. However, certain afterbirths. The difference between certain births, afterbirths, Vashalya Vatsamas Vigidim Vekarnaim Potter Ala Bishul. The Kaimalan Bechulin, because it's not considered to be Basar. Now the question is, what's the definition of Basar? Atsamas and not Basar, Gidim, we had the whole question by Basar Siru, by Gidim Rakim. But we paskin at the end of the day, ain't beginning benosin tam. Ayin ram hilchos gimel vadalit, velecha mishnah halachim barichas. Umashe soiser bebosser chaya lidvarav behilchos mamrim, perek beis halachates ayin sham vein laharach. I'd like to read this. Yeah, let's read this together. Let's look at hilchos mamrim. Perek beis halachates. I want you to read this to me and tell me what you think. Hilchos Mamrim has got to be like the greatest thing to learn, right? Hilchos Mamrim. Bayes test in Mamrim. If it wouldn't be for the din of Zokin Mamre, where would the Rambam teach all his klolim of Kol HaTorah Kulo? Okay, base test Mamre. Hoel v'yesh lebez din ligzor ule eser dover hamuter v'yamud yisur ledoris. Bezdin has a koyach to go ahead. There's extra ones for David? Extra ones? Okay. Hoel v'yesh lebezn ligzor leser dover amutter v'yamud yisur ledoiris. Bezn has the ability to make gzera forever. They can make gzera forever. V'chein yesh lehem lahatir yisuro Torah l'fishah. And they can be matir and yisur Torah l'shah. Classical example of them matir and yisur Torah l'shah is Elio Bahar HaKarmel. That's interesting. They all have a koyach. Lahat isur li'olam. That's part of the reason we're reading Torah Shabbal Peh now. Right? There's an isur of Torah to go ahead and to write down Torah Shabbal Peh. Eis la'sos la'shem hefira sorasecha. They were go ahead and they were oiker. Interesting question. How were they able to do it? But nevertheless, mahu zeshi sira Torah. Lo sosif of lo sigrum imenu. So he doesn't understand. I don't know. He says the Ram's famous question is: if you have the ability to add gzeris, and you have the ability at certain times to detract from the Torah, what is the iser of lo bal toisiv and bal tigra? If the chomim have such a koyach, what is the iser of bal toisiv and bal tigra?
What about a yochid?
What?
What about a yochid?
Okay. Interesting. I hear what you're saying. The rival tainer like that. It's the Ravitz time. It's the Ravitz time. Shelo v'hosif al divrei Torah v'lo legro mehem u'lekvo ha'dover li'olam v'dover shu min ha'Torah ben b'Torah shebichsav ben b'Torah sheba'alpeh. Now what does that mean? Now he explains. Ketzad harei kosev b'Torah, our example. Lo siv ha'shel gedi b'chalev imo mi piyah shmuel lomdu. Interestingly, piha shmuel lomdu. Now, what does mi piha shmuel lomdu mean? This is mamash or shmuz. Mi piha shmuel lomdu, according to Rambam, means it's learned through. Mi piha shmuel lomdu, it's learned through. Shlosh zrei midah shatorah nidreshes bahem. Or if it's learned through the drashas, then according to the Rambam, they should not be counted. The Rambam says clearly in the Sharashim, anything learned through drushes is...
The Rambam has a different category of Pirush HaMikro.
That's exactly it. Mipi HaShmuel Lomdu, Shezeh HaKosuv Oser Levashel U'Le'echol Baser B'Cholav. Mipi HaShmuel Lomdu, that the Torah is telling you, the Isser Bishul and the Isser L'Echol Baser B'Cholav. Again, this is Mamash the Rambam we're telling you, that it's Mefurish B'Kro, the Isser Bishul and the Isser Achila. At the Isra Hano is Nichla. The Ram does not learn Lo Siv Hashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo Shlosha Pa'omim. Because if he'd learn that, then he'd have a major problem that Achila is separate, Hano is separate. Hano is not a Chelek of the Achila, correct? He would also have to learn that Achila should not be counted in the money on mitzvahs. But again, now pay attention. The Rambam, when he says Mipi HaShmua, you might think Mipi HaShmua means that it's something that's drushes. It's not drushes. The Rambam says that there are certain perushim hamukubalim mi Moshe Rabbeinu. There are certain things that we accept from Moshe Rabbeinu as what's called taich, as what's called, this is what the Torah is telling you. And the Rambam says no Bezdin after that can ever argue on it. The cases that he brings are in Esru. Ulekachtem lechem pri eitz hadar. Pri eitz hadar, it's not a drasha. Aye, but the Gemara says, Hadar mi lono mishon l'shona. Says that's just a mnemonic, that's just a aid for us to remember it. Or he actually doesn't say that. The Rambam says that's just telling you how the Perush Mekubal is brought out within the Torah's, that's just how the Perush that we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that's Pshat, and now we're telling you, and we'll prove to you, but we'll show you how that Pshat is Mukhruch, is clear from the words in the Torah, but no one could ever argue on that. As opposed to the Shlosh Esrei Midas, where the famous Shittas Rambam is, a later Bezdin could argue on it. Here he's saying the same thing. When it says, Lo Siv Hashel Gedi B'Chalev Yimo, it's not a drasha the Rambam saying. He's saying, Tmim Pi Ashmua Lamdu, that's as if the Torah is telling you within the words Bishul, it's assumed in Bishul, the Isra Achila, that's that Rambam we read in Machos Asuris.
It's literally Pshat the Pasuk. It's a logical inference that it's almost like Pshat. But
he has to learn it's as if it's Mefurish B'Kro. Right? So otherwise, he can't count it.
So why is this an example of anything? What is he trying to give an example?
No, let's see. Now he'll continue. Let's see. In Pierre, I just wanted to point out how the Rambam is consistent with this. Pierre Shmuel Lom, the Shazak, cause of Aser, Levashev, Ule Echo Bas Becholov. Ben Basar Behema, Ben Basar Chaya. Ah. This Mefurish Becro is Ben Basar Behema, Ben Basar Chaya. Sounds like the Rambam is telling you, right, that Chaya is Mefurish Becro. Aval Basar Ha'oif. Mutter becholav min ha'toyre. What? Right. One of them is a prat l'chaya. We're going to see here. Im yavo bezdin v'yatir boser chaya becholav hareza gorea. If Bezdin would now come and say, you know what, we're going to be matir Basar b'cholav v'yachaya, that's loy sigra. V'im yesor basar ha'oif, and if they'll come along and they'll say that you should know basar ha'oif is asr, v'yomar, and this is the key thing, and tell you why is basar ha'oif b'cholav asr, shu b'cholav ha'gidi, if they will come later and now say basar b'cholav by an oaf is asr midoraisa, because that's now pshat in the pasuk. We have a new pshat. Bezdin says gidi now means oaf. Vu asr min ha'torah, and they tell you oaf is asr because it's asr min ha'torah. Harei zem moisif. It's a gevaldige Rambam. The Rambam is telling you, is it say anywhere?
That's how you say it. How you express it.
Exactly. Aval, however, im omar. Basar ha'oif mutter min ha'torah. But if you're going to tell me basar ha'oif is mutter min ha'torah, because gidi, when it says gidi, perish ha'mekubal mi Moshe Rabbeinu, is that gidi is what? The perish ha'mekubal is that gidi, it's not a drasha, gidi. Gidi is not a drasha. Because if it was a drasha, the Rambam sheet is that a later Bezdin could uproot the drasha. Perush HaMekubal, the Perush of Gedi, according to Rambam, is, at least in this context, Chaya Behema. That's what it is. Chaya Behema. It's not Oaf. If a later Bezdin goes against Perush HaMekubal and says that Pshat in the Pasuk is that it is Oaf, they're over, Bezdin is over Loisos. But if they say Midoraisa, Perush HaMekubal is Gedi, is Basar, Behema, and Chaya, but oif mutim in a Torah, v'anu nesor oisoi, v'nodia la'am. They say, klar, midoraisa, it's only basar behema v'chay. But we're going to let the am know shu gzera. We're making an additional gzera. Shlo yovo min hadover choyva, v'yomru of mutter, Mipnei shalonis parish kach. Hachayim uteres shahalei nonis parsha. The yavo ach. The problem is I'm making exera. Why? Shalo yavo min adavar choyve. That someone shouldn't come and say, v'yamru ha'of mutter, that the oif is mutter, mipnei shalonis parish. Kach hachayim uteres. Shaharei lo nisparsha. V'yavar acher loima. Af baser behema. Muteres. Chutz min ha'eiz. V'yavar echad loima. Af baser eiz muter b'chol av para. O ha'kisva. Shalo nemar ele imo shuhu minu. V'yavar acher loima. Af b'chelav ha'eiz. She'eni imo muter. If you explain it, and you say like this, if I leave it on the Doraisa level of Basar Oif, then a guy's going to say, oh, you know why Basar Oif is mutter? Because Basar Oif is Namafurish Bekro. Then the guy is going to go, hey, Basar Chaya is Namafurish Bekro. Then he's going to go, Basar Behem is Namafurish Bekro. Then he's going to go, only a Gedi is Mafurish Bekro. Only a Gedi, only an A's is us. Only an A's, what? Is, would be mutter in the milk of a cow. And then he'd say that it's mutteris. In other words, if you're going to go ahead and not explain to him, that is baltoisif. If I just said, basur oif is usser, Bezin just came out with a hachroz, basur oif is usser, and you don't explain that it's mutter midaraisa, and the whole reason we're doing it is, look at the long thing, you have to explain. V'yavu achad lomer af chelav e'ez she'ena imo mutter shloner me'el imo figach neser kol basa b'chol v'afiz basa orf ein zem moisef hele oises siyag l'torah v'chein kol kayotzi b'zeh. This is the rabbi b'shita. Now, the rabbi holds like shy. The rabbi says, what are you talking about? It's not bal toisef. It's not bal toisef. Because
Chazal have that power.
Right, Chazal, he says, what is Baal Tosif? It may not be a good idea. Right? Think about it. If Bezdin makes a drosh and says, Basar, if the question is, it's unclear to me according to Ram, what's Asr? Is it Asr just to say Basar Oif is Asr? Let's say they made a Hachraza. Bezdin now says Basar Oif is Asr. Is that Baal Tosif? Because they didn't explain it's only Midrabanan. Or is there only Baal Tosif if they say now we have reinterpreted Gedi as to include Oif? I'm not sure what's incumbent on Bezin according to Ram. Is it incumbent on Bezin not to say it's Doraisa? Or is it incumbent to Bezin to explain it's Mutu Midoraisa and also Midorabonim? Let's say they make a blanket. First he says like this. Im yavo Bezin v'yatir basur chaya b'chel v'rezogriya. V'miyesor basur oif v'yomar. Shehu bichlal ha-gedi vu osur metoharez ha-moisif. It sounds like they have to come out with achraza and go against Perushim ha-mekubalim imoshe Rabbeinu. Avalim osur basur oif mutter. Avalim omar. But if they said basur oif mutter min ha-toira v'anu nesor oso v'no dia la'am shugzera sholo yavu min ha-dover choyva v'yomru. We said this shlodav min achoyva v'yomru of mutter mipnei, and we're saying here that we're doing this, so you shouldn't say the oif's mutter and then achaya. So what do they have to do? I mean, at what point are they over the isser? Are they over the isser only when they say beferish pshat and gedi, or is it if they just say usser without explaining?
When they don't have to say that it's how they're learning pshat and pasuk and all that. But if they say that this is the Raisa and it's not a Xera from us, that's the sheep. That's not like Zushanu. It's Baal Tosif only. You do 9 chutin instead of 8, 5 parshas instead of 4, or is it when you add another mitzvah to the Torah? You add another
the trap. But by the way, isn't the Ram? Why did the Rambam pick Basar B'cholov? It fits in so well to all the Rambams, because the Rambam is telling you that Basar B'cholov is not learned from drashas. You hear this? That Basar B'cholov is Mefurish B'kra. That the Taish, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah, he didn't say Lo Savashel Gedi B'chalevimo, and then Chachamim made the drashas later. But rather, it's Perushim HaMkubal Mimashra Rabbeinu. No later Bezdin could ever change the halachas of Basar B'cholov. That's a fascinating shot in the Rambam. It's consistent with the Rambam. The problem is, what do you do with Basar Chaya over here? The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asurah says that Basar Chaya, it doesn't mention anything about Basar Chaya. The Rambam in Ma'acholos Asurah, when he brings down the Isser Basar B'cholov, he says, what is the Isser Basar B'cholov min HaTorah? It's the Isser of Behema Tahira with Chalav Behema Tahira. No mention of Chaya. Over here he says that Chaya is the one that's Asur min HaTorah. That's like his great example. So the Kesem Mishnah is sensitive to this. Take a look at the very bottom. Al Mashikos Rabbeinu. Tell me if you like his approach. Al Mashikos Rabbeinu Po. Mi Pia Shmuel. You have it? Lamdu. You have that Kesemish? You have to turn the page. Very small. Not even small. Very small. Mi Pia Shmuel Lamdu. Shizer Sha'asar HaKosav. Ben Basu Behema Ben Basu Chai Kosha. The Rambam seems to be Saiser himself. Mimasha Kosov, Beperek Tes, Mimachos Asuras, the Basar Chaya Eina Elami Divrei Soifrim. I don't understand. Here the Rambam is going through the whole schmooze. That if I would go ahead and take away Basar Chaya, that's Baltigra. What do you mean that's Baltigra? To begin with, in Machos Asuras, he's saying that it is, right? It's saying Divrei Soifrim. Special according to the whole way we're saying. That the Rambam's whole sheet is Lo Sefshag Debi Chalev Imo. If the whole Limudim were all, if all the halachos of Basar B'cholov were Limudim, then it wouldn't be Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, because it's not. The Rambam holds that a later Bezdin could overturn earlier Limudim. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, "V'yesh Lomar, the Hasam Kushta de Milsa Ka'omar." Over there in Hilchos Ma'achos Asuras, he's telling you the Psak Halacha. The Psak Halacha is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learns Lo Sevashel Gidi B'Chalev Imo is what? Not all of his Mefurish Bekro. Lo Sevashel Gidi B'Chalev Imo, it's Mefurish Bekro, right? You need a special miut for Chaya and Of. Rabbi Akiva learns Echod L'Ma'id Behemot Me'ah. Echad lema'it chaya, echad lema'it of. Those are mi'utim that you need. Everything else is perish ha'mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and lo sev ashel gadiba chalev imo, except for those mi'utim, and that's how he paskins. Over here, he's saying, but according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that everything else is perish ha'mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, except for the one mi'ut of basar oif. Correct? According to him, pshat in the Torah of Basar Chaya is on a Doraisa level, and you wouldn't add, he's saying here, and according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, if you take away Basar Chaya and you would include Basar Oif, then that would be what? That would be the Isser.
So it's not a great example because you have to split it.
It's very strange. Also, Aval mikol makom came the chazina b'gemara, the Levi ikla lebei. Va'amar asrei the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, havi v'amina dilma dorsh luka Rabbi Yosef Glile me'ata, k'shiyamar bezav yomar basa chaya mutim in atayra, elo shanu nesor osa mipnei siyag kfar efter shienoida im yeb makom shenogim k'Rabbi Yosef Glile ukedei likach moshe ledover. The Shaykh Bey Gorea, the Shaykh Bey Moisif, Nokta be Inyan Ze, the Lochosha Shinovo Litois Mikan Li Inyan Adin, Me Acher Shibim Koimai, Kerebi Akiva, the Chaya Enaminator. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable the Ram's going to do this. It's wild, no?
Why do they keep it needed? What is the
wise? The other thing that bothers me is. Everyone seems to need a miyut for oaf. If you need a miyut for oaf, is that Perushim HaMikbalmi from Moshe Rabbeinu? Everyone needs a miyut for oaf. Eid lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo echad prat lechaya echad prat le'oif or b'chalev imo yotza. right? Is that really, is that a miut?
That's not a miut. The second one is not a miut.
It's mashma, they can't be miutim. Because if they are miutim, then why couldn't a later Bezdin, if it's just a drasha, then why couldn't a later Bezdin go ahead and overturn it? It wouldn't be Baal Tosif. They say, I don't accept this miut. So, I'm not sure. Are they? Is lo sivashel gedi b'chalev imo? Everything we know about it, is that a perish hamukubali Moshe Rabbeinu? The Rambam seems to say yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have Baal Tigra Baal Tosif. Because the Rambam sheet is there is no Baal Tigra and Baal Tosif by anything that's learned out from a drasha. So why? What parts of lo sivashel gedi b'chalev imo are drushes? And what part of them are Peperush Mamugwali Moshe Rabbeinu? Maybe he Dafka has to bring Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Because maybe Dafka Rabbi Yossi Haglili is the only one who says everything's a Perush Mamugwali Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and the miut of Oif is not a real miut. Now Rabbi Yossi Haglili is going to say, Lo Sevashel Gedi Bechalev Imo. So according to him, all those three are learned out from drushes. So I'm a little stuck over here. What is Basar B'Cholov? Is Basar B'Cholov Perushan Mekabali Moshe Rabbeinu? Or is it drushes? It seems the Rambam seems to say over here, I don't understand, why can't a later Bezdin do it? So unless he's saying that a later Bezdin is not doing it b'toiras, overturning the drasha. If they would do it b'toiras, overturning the drasha, then that would be okay. But if they're doing it b'toiras siyag, and they say that's pshat in the Torah, then that's problematic. Think about it. Let's say it's not a perush HaMikabalim Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say it's actually a drasha. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo lemayit basur. Oif is a drasha. The drasha is b'chalev, right? B'chalev imo yatsa oif she'ein cholav imo. Right? A bird doesn't have mother's milk. And let's say it is a drasha. And let's say Bezdin says, we're not disagreeing with the drasha, but what we are doing is we are creating a siyag. And they don't make it clear they're doing a siyah. You have an interesting thing that you could be, or even be over Baal Tosif, lav davka on Perushim HaMukubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, but you could be over on Baal Tosif if you're overturning, if you're adding to a drasha without overturning the drasha, but just going ahead and adding a siyag without articulating it's a siyag, which makes it even more chomer. I might think Baal Tosif is only if you're adding on to the Torah where it's a perush hamukubo b'moshe Rabbeinu, that it is, what's the right word for it? It's something that is written in stone. In other words, there are certain parts of the Torah, according to the Rambam. In other words, you can even be over Baal Tosif. It's interesting. I might think I could only be over Baal Tosif on Perushim HaMukubalim Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I might think. Because those are written in stone, there's no flexibility on them. Anything that's inflexible, anything that is, there's no compromise on, that a later Bezdin can never overturn, that's Baal Tosif. Could it also be that something that's learned from a drasha, if Bezdin chooses not to overturn it, but to be Moisif because of Siyag, but does not make the siyag known, could that also be over Baal Tosif?
Why did they do that?
What?
Why did they do that? They just make it a siyag. What advantage would there be to not overturn the drasha, get themselves in trouble about Tosif?
No. The Rambam is saying if they want to make a siyag, but they don't articulate it's a siyag. Let's say Bezdin says like this: we want to make a siyag for Basar Oif. Bezdin sits around. But we know that no one's going to listen to us. We know that if we make the Basar Oif, we know that no one's going to listen to us. And we're really afraid of the Basar Oif. Because there's guys going around saying, look, Basar Oif is mutter. Why is it mutter? It's not Mefurish Bakra. So it must be that the pasuk has to be taken literally. And they're going to start chipping away. Basar Oif is mutter. Basar Chayer should be mutter. Basar behemah should be mutter, only gedi, only chalev yimah. So that's what he explains, the rationales. But let's say Bezdin then says, you know what, this generation, they're not going to take us seriously unless we tell them it's an issur d'oraisa. But it's not an issur d'oraisa because we don't disagree with the drasha. But they come out and say it's an issur d'oraisa. The Rambam says clearly, if they come out and say it's issur d'oraisa, the Rambam says they're clearly over Baal Tosef. There's no doubt about it. So it's interesting, are they over Baal Tosef when they make such a statement only because what they're saying, being maisif on, is something that's a perish hamakubal? Or can you even, and that would make a little more sense, because it's some, since it's something that's mefurish bikra, perish hamakubal is mefurish bikra, it may be, you could say Baal Tosef is only on something that's mefurish bikra. Someone that's learned out from a drasha, I might not necessarily have Baal Tosef. So I'm a little bewildered. What are the gedarim of Basar B'cholov? Are the gedarim of Basar B'cholov perushim ha-mekabalim in Moshe Rabbeinu? Like we wanted to say, the Isra Achila is, and the Isra Hanah, the Isra Achila, Isra Bishul is? Or just is it the Isra Achila and Isra Bishul that these Isurim exist are perushim ha-mekabalim? Are the other pratim also perushim ha-mekabalim? If they're not, then, right, you have an interesting...
The Rambam, look for that divide. The Rambam clearly does not hold that Prat L'chaya and Prat L'ov is a Pirush HaMakros.
When it says Chalev Imo, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, I'm thinking like this. Maybe he's bringing Dafka Rabbi Yossi Haglili here. This is what I'm thinking. Because only according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili can you create a scenario here where they're taking Perushim HaMakubalim B.P. Moshe Rabbeinu and being Moshe Fonim. Because only according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the one prat in Basar B'cholov according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is that prat is like a Perush HaMakubal. When it says Chalev Imo, why? I could learn when it says Chalev Imo prat L'Oif, I could learn that's Perush HaMakubal.
What is the drasha? Just about us?
To me it's yes.
The question is, what I'm dealing with is two issues. One is, when do I say Baal Tosef? Do I only say Baal Tosef on Perush HaMakubalim? Do I say it also on drushes, which is a legitimate question, I think. And the other question is, what's he doing Rabbi Yossi HaGlili over here? He doesn't paskin like him. What's he doing Rabbi Yossi HaGlili over here? He doesn't paskin like him.
He's saying he holds the Perush HaMakubalim across?
He holds there at Lo Savasho, Prad L'Behemet Tmeah, Prad L'Behemet
Tmeah. So three drushes.
Correct.
This is one drusha. So what does it help you versus Rabbi Yossi HaGlili?
I'll tell you why. Because between me and you...
Well, not Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is whether he accepted the Xerah D'Rabbana.
Right.
And not because there's anything else. That's nothing to do with our issue.
No.
These are pasuk to tell you supposed to be the rest.
Why does the Rambam bring Rabbi Yossi HaGlili here? What doesn't bring? The rest of the Mishnah says he doesn't paskin like this din. He doesn't paskin like the din. Basar behemah is asur and basar chay is asur. This whole Ram Hill's mamre is saying basar behemah is asur min haTorah, basar chay is asur min haTorah. That's the whole Rambam here, right?
Why doesn't he take a simple case? What does he have to take this all here? There aren't enough derises where Chazal made Xeris. What is he picking such a company?
I have two problems. One problem is, why does he bring this case? The second problem is, why is he bringing Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? The Kesed Mishnah says, we don't paskin. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. The Rambam says, Nichos Ma'a Chalos Asuris. It's only Basar Behema Tahira and Chalav Behema Tahira. It's not Chaya.
Well, the Kesed Mishnah says why.
Yeah, why?
Because he wanted to bring a tzir where within the same issue, you can have a case where you're Mosif and you can have a case where you're Gorea. Only for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili can you have a case where you're Mosif. You're Mosif Basar Ov, and you're Gorea Basar Chaya. That's what he says, that's clearly. He's at the end.
So I could give you a simple case.
Ukadeilikach Moshul Bedover, the Shayach Begorea, the Shayach Begorea, Noctula Indian Zeh.
Very nice.
That's what,
let me ask you a question. According to Chachamim, based on, so couldn't even said like this. Call Hamaisif Basar Chaya. Call Agareya Basar Behema Ve'enu Ela Be'ez Kemosha Kasu B'Torah. That wouldn't have worked.
Call Hamaisif Basar Chaya.
Right. And Call Agareya What's called a gereya? Look at the case he brings. That if a person, why do we want basar oif? Because I'm afraid that a person say basar oif is not mefurish b'tayra. There and it's mutter. Therefore, basar behema is also not mefurish b'tayra. Right. So why couldn't he say v'kol ha-goyrei according to Chachamim? Bezn sha'amar basar behema mutter b'chol of rak basar eis.
Because he's bringing you the tsiurim that are brought in the Gemara. The issues that are brought in the Gemara of this, yes, there's no that it's only that it's even if it's not an aid, if it's even not the mother, the Gemara never really goes through that. That's part of his progression, what you'll come to say.
Okay.
I mean, it's schwer, but that's a,
it's interesting. It's fascinating.
There has to be other children. You know?
It, I understand. I haven't found them yet. I have to work on it. But this Ram is very interesting. No, I mean the Ram knew what he was doing. The question is, what does the Rambam want here? Okay. If it has to do with something else. Okay. Okay, you guys could... this is fascinating. This requires like a whole, like, really... So, Shai, listen to me. A Kesef Mishichos Mam, we did that. The Maral Bach, you want to look the Maral Bach for me? You have that? Maral Bach. Shalos Hachuvah Simen Pei Zayin. Nakhubasa She'im Bo Isra Teira. Kein Shema She'kosv Le'ashiv. Lecha Mishra Ma'chosa. Surah, we have to look at that. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's read a little further. What time is it?
10:10.
10:10? Let's just read one more ice.
You're going to the Neri Shul, you're not going. You have no service time.
No, you're going to go?
I have to go.
Why?
Papka, a friend of mine.
He's
making the Neri Shul.
It's canceled.
Was canceled?
It was an email. They canceled it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because of Levaya?
Because of Levaya.
Oh, wow.
The Neri Shul breakfast you're talking about?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, they'll have it later,
thanks
but
for telling me. Okay. All right, now we can stay all day.
Okay, one more ice. Vinei Hashir Kami Yavashu V'yechayev. I mentioned this. B'chulam Kuvchas, Amid Beis, Pligi Rav Alev. Rav Sover, the Eino Chayev, Elaim, Yesh Mikol Echot Kezayis. Interesting shita. Rav holds that I need, I'm not over bus b'chalav unless I have kezayis, hainu kezayis cholav, kezayis bus or over abishal. But b'pachas mi kezayis mizeh, mizeh ain't over. Meaning, if I have three quarters of kezayis of basar, three quarters of kezayis of cholav, I'm not over. But levi sover, the avchatzi zayis mizeh, v'chatzi zayis mizeh, kevin sheish ben akol zayis over al abishal. But Ram, kosev kan halacha aleph, he paskins like levi, u'misha bishal mishneim kezayis ke'echod loike. The pasuk Kalevi v'chein kozav Rav Mag. V'nei loshon hashas chatzis zayis basar v'chatzis zayis cholov. Rav amar eino loikal bishulov v'levi sover loikal bishulov. V'nei chatzis zayis v'chatzis zayis tenoket l'rabus alib d'rav. Da'av t'iki kezayis eino chayev. The tzorech liyo shir Torah mikol echad b'ifnei atzmo. Aval Levi lav da'avki. Levi doesn't mean it has to be 50-50. That's like impossible, correct?
No, I mean it's a total as it is.
Right, chatzis zayis v'chatzis zayis mizeh. Mitzarf l'shir. However, you do need nice and time. Right? In other words, I don't need one to one.
Because otherwise it's pointless.
Right. Now, what we'll talk about next time is, how come heter beheter is not bottle? There's a Ramban on this. Why shouldn't heter beheter be bottle? In other words, normally, if I have machalos asuras, heter beheter is bottle. How come here heter beheter is not bottle? Mavur, b'sugi shem amid aleph the tam ki iker, b'basu b'chalav min ha'toyer v'derech bishul asr toyer. The yesh ben hakol kezayis v'adai chayev. Kevin di kashir ben hakol. V'chein aram kotzav stam. U'mishi yivashul kezayis mishnehem loke. Mavur de lav daf kezachat zayis mizeh. Mizeh rakol hechel sheish bo benos in tam b'pachas mishishim v'adai over bishul otzrak shetzorch sheh ben hakol kezayis mizeh poshim. We went through this in great length. How do I know what the Shir Bishul is? Is the Shir Bishul Kezayis, Kegroigris? Where else is there an Isser Bishul in the Torah? By Shabbos. Why don't I say just like the Isser Bishul, but Shabbos Kegroigris? The Isser Bishul here is Kezayigris? It's not. That whenever the Torah, this is the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch, if you remember. By Baal Sosiru, he says the Shir is Kezayis. Even though the Lishon HaChinuch and the Rambam is Shalol HaHosmi Basar HaPesach Chlal, He holds that Minchas Chinuch Shita is whenever the Torah gives you an Isser, the default shear is always Kazayas, even though it may not be an Isser Achil. Kfar Kasav, now this comes to our discussion. If, like the Rambam Shita is, that Shosak HaKosav mi Achila, because if it says Bishul for sure Achila, then I would say that you're going to learn Kazayas, because the Isser Bishul is Achila. But if you're going to learn like the Maharal, like the Chinuch, that Be'ikr, the Isser Bishul, but then you're going to have to come on to the Minchas Chinuch to say that it's not an Isser Achila Be'etzem, but the default shear for all Isurim is always Kazayas. The Shi'urim Halachim was from Isina Be'Kazayas, Imlonis Parish Shir Acher. We had that at great length. V'nechati Shir Vadai, Osir Min HaTorah.
This is everyone holds that you need the Tam, if that is bottle, the Tam Ke'ikr, that was the Bechalot? He says that.
Yeah.
And why? Why do you need Tam? Why do you need... I mean, it's also even Shalok Adarach Achilah, so if you put all this bitter stuff in it that you can't even taste it, that's a classic case of Shalok Adarach Achilah, so that you chayav.
Nevertheless, it has to be Derech Bishula, and Derech Bishula is only it's nice and Tam.
So it has to be Derech Bishula, it's nice and Tam, but even if you eat it that it has no Tam, you've put
Bus Mar, correct.
It, then you chayav.
Correct. Okay, yep. After Lo Shaya Chosik Litz Terufi B'tei Achilas Pras, this was a long discussion we had. Remember this, guys? With the Prima Gadim, with the Sofek, if I am Mevashel Achatzi Zayas in the morning, and I'm Mevashel another Achatzi Zayas later in the day, am I over? Do you recall that?
No.
After Lo Shaya Chosik Litz Terufi B'tei Achilas Pras, the Din Zay B'tei Achilas Udafka Be'achila Yadua. The question is there chatzishir by Bishul, by Basar Becholov? That's the famous shmuz that we went through last time by Arichas. Is there an Isser chatzishir on things that are not achila?
It's not close.
That was a sofik in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Remember I showed that to you? From the Zois to Yehuda, a sofik in the Prima Gadim. Because the Prima Gadim has a suffix.
I mean, assuming it's not Chatzishir.
Meaning you have an unbelievable... What is the Isser Basar B'Cholov? It has to be at one moment you take a Kazayas with milk. That seems to be a Shita. The Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix. But then we ask, what's Rabbi Kiva Eger's suffix? The problem is Me'ila and Gezela. If I go ahead by Me'ila, the Prima Gadim says by Shabbos, if at the beginning of Shabbos I'm Moitzi Achatzi Gregus, and I go ahead and I move it in the morning, and then later the day I move another Chatzi Gregus, it's Mitzdarif. His whole suffix is that by Shabbos, if I move a Chatzi Gregus at the beginning of Shabbos, and it's destroyed, and then I move another Chatzi Gregus at the end of Shabbos, it's not Mitzdarif. He wants to know, what about Basar B'Cholov? If I go ahead and I'm a Vashel, a Chatzi Zayis of Basar B'Cholov, and later another Chatzi Zayis of Basar B'Cholov, he feels that if the first Chatzi Zayis is Ba'olam, there's no doubt the Prima Gadim seems to think the second Chatzi Zayis is Mitzdarif.
For Bishul.
What? For Bishul.
For Bishul. Because for Achila would also be Mitzdarif, because you could eat it all at once. But if it doesn't exist, then you can't eat it all at once, so you didn't accomplish anything.
It should be totally.
I'm saying
this,
if it got destroyed,
this major divide.
Yeah, a little bit. According to this Rambam,
that if the Rambam Bishul is just a way of saying achila,
so it doesn't exist, so you can't. And if it does exist, you could eat it. So
you'd say this is totally on the Rambam versus the Chinuch, no?
If Bishul is just a way of saying achila, the major and Ikar Isser is achila.
I hear.
It's sort of almost exaggerated.
But he's saying even further. He's saying that there are three possibilities. One possibility is that he's saying it's not Mitzdarif at all. I have to put down a whole Kazayas at one point with milk. Correct? He's saying it won't even be Mitzdarif Bichdei Achilas Pras. He won't even be Mitzdarif after Lo Shaya Chazal Yisrofi Bichdei Achilas Pras. What's his seer? Let's say a guy has in the frying pan, he puts down on one side of the frying pan a chatzi zayis, and puts milk on it. The other side of the frying pan, a second later, he puts down a chatzi zayis, and he pours milk on it. What's the shita zachinuch? Minchas chinuch. What's his shita? His shita is, you should know chatzi shiur zasim in Torah, after lo shayich chozi litzterufei b'chdei achilas pras. What does that mean? Does it mean only if the other chatzi zayis is not there? Is that what he's saying? Or does he mean, could he possibly mean that a guy in one frying pan takes a chatzi zayis and puts it down on one side?
Yeah, he means the second case. Because what he's saying is that the isser of bishul, the boss of macholo, is to take a dover heter and cook it with a dover heter and then make a new compound of dover isser. When I already have a chatzi zayis of milk and meat, that already became a chatzi shiur of isser. So now, when I take the second chatzi zayis, I'm not cooking heter with heter. I'm cooking heter with isser. And that's not the isser b'chol cholov. Isser b'chol cholov is a unique isser to cook heter with heter. If I already have isser, well, I should be totally in the riyadna mishavish.
Very interesting. Okay, we'll stop here. We can talk about this. Next Sunday, I think that I might be giving a special Labor Day shiur on Sunday. By Hechel David. So I'll let
Labor
you know.
Labor Day shiur on Sunday.
Because it's the whole Labor Day weekend.
No?
Then the weekend.
Labor Day shiur.
So I'll let everyone know by email.
They're not doing the shiur on Monday?
I don't know. They said Rabbi Brown is going to do Monday, so I have to figure out. I might do Sunday. I'll just see. I'll let you know. Meanwhile, you guys can figure all these issues out.
Well, we can put you here or something on Monday.
That Rambam is definitely profound. No?
If you want, we can put you here on Monday.
Okay, we could do Monday. We'll see. The sheets. That I know that Rambam is profound. I'm just not sure what it is. No? Nichols Mamre.
Yeah, I mean, the Rosh Hashivas have to talk about it, give a different explanation.
I'm going to look in the... I didn't get a chance, really, to look in...
Reb Chaim?
There's no Reb Chaim on that, no.